Hello, this is Jason Embro. You are listening to Cohen Meanderer. I was just talking a real long meandering talk, and it seemed to get down to the point, and I'll try to sum it up a little bit in a recording that will make more sense about the whole thing that I think our move from the telestial world to the terrestrial world and the events around that change, like the second coming of Jesus Christ and all the predictions around it, which all have to do with this thing, with getting ready for the second coming. Almost all the scripture we have is about either what happened before or these events. We don't have much about what happens after this, because it's all about getting to this point. And the fact that I think it's being gradual. Climate change, I think, is a part of the earth preparing itself for the second coming of Jesus Christ. And it's going to be a cleansing. And the earth is going to do a lot of the cleansing. Now, we're going to do it ourselves through war. Okay. A word about release. I was talking about, people talk about our over-sexualized society, and I tend to think of it more as very sensualized. You have to learn how to overcome sensuality, the thing that draws you to have sex. You need it to be more, what's a good word for it? Anyway, our very sensualized society, which one needs to it's hard to say overcome, because it's not something that you just fix it, it's done. Although, I don't know, to some extent, I feel like it's that way with me. Anyway, by just staying away from things that stir up those kinds of feelings. The unsatisfaction that comes from a lack of fame or a lack of sex or a lack of 100 other things is going to propel us, I think, to a large extent into wars. And these horrible wars that are really going to destroy the vast majority of people. It's been really interesting to watch wars these days and the kind of radicals that get into them. We have radical people that get into, that go off and be mercenaries for hire. We saw it in Ukraine. Guys who just, the kind of excitement toward war that these people tend to have, being able to kill somebody else, and it's okay, you can get away with it because it's wartime, and how many people are attracted to that and want to be a part of that, in favor of the people that go, okay, fine, send them off. They all want to kill each other? Great. Give them a machine gun. Let's make them as effective as possible so that fewer of them come back, because we find that we really can't re-socialize people back to their lives, to just regular life after they've gone through this. They're broken. The fact that it's more of a volunteer thing, I think, is very interesting. And I think that will continue. I don't think we're going to have a whole lot of drafts anymore. I think young people who just kind of go, oh, I want to go out. I want to prove myself. I want to have bravery. I want to do all this. And you can warn them all day long that that is the road to death, that they aren't going to to see that. And a lot of them will die. The vast majority of them will die. And so I don't think that, when people talk about some kind of a rapture where people are actually taken off the earth. I said, no, I think they'll just be taken out of war zones. I don't know exactly how that's going to happen. I don't know how that looks. It really kind of makes what Joe Biden did in Afghanistan of just saying, let's just load up all the planes, let's just get out of there, and we don't care if we leave all the crap behind, we're just going to leave the crap behind. And how angry people were that we were arming the bad guys. And it's like, you know what? Might as well leave those things to the bad guys. We were able to get out a lot of people that didn't want to be in such places anymore. They could come here. I am becoming interesting, and I'm staying quite liberal. And I know that's somewhat upsetting to my family, who's very, very conservative. Things are changing, I think, in actually kind of a good way. I'm not sure I'm a big fan of the rationalizations and the methodology being used to do this. Like I said, so many people are flooding into the United States. And can I be honest? I'm not opposed to this happening. And they go, oh, there are just so many criminals and stuff like that. And I'm saying, I'm not saying there aren't criminals among those that are coming into America. But I think they're fleeing here for better reasons. And that this might be people fleeing toward Zion. Now, not all of them are going to be able to come to Zion, to the actual Zion that will be. But I think it will come to pass, and that we should particularly curtail these things happening. You know, if Trump gets in and it's fantastic and it's wonderful, I'm not going to be a radical about it. If Lisa comes back and says, Jason, I think I want to vote for Joe Biden again, even though I don't really like him. And you go, I think, though, he's letting things happen that are going to be happening anyway. If that's what Lisa says, it's like, okay. Says, you know what? Says, I've been kind of thinking along the same lines, strangely enough. That doesn't mean I don't like Trump. Trump is fun. He's a fun president. We voted for Trump. But you know what? I'm thinking that when I look at the terrestrial world, how will healthcare look? And you go, I think it will be a socialized thing that will just take care of itself. Not that it doesn't work now, because it doesn't. It doesn't work well. And I have some propensities for the fact that with the right people, something around socialism will actually work. And I think that's what we're trying to do. And you go, it's going to go badly. But when it's like, oh, we're all going to be free. And you go, yeah, I think we are all going to be free. But we're all going to choose, not all of us. Many of us are going to choose to say, you know what? I want to voluntarily be a part of something. I was just talking about the healthcare finance system that I that I like the most. When Lisa and I, for a short time, were with Samaritan Ministries until they said they didn't want Latter-day Saints, so we went elsewhere, which is sad because I really like that particular thing. And it was just a group of people getting together to do healthcare. Now, you know, and there were certain standards you had to live by. And they were fine for me. They were health standards, and Latter-day Saints have no problem with health standards. Yeah, we don't drink, don't smoke, don't do this, don't do that. And the benefit was that you and yours could help out them and those who needed health care. And I really liked that because the checks we sent actually went to those people. Once a year, you would send one of the standard checks, and it would go to supporting the system. And it's like, that's fine. It does not bother me. It's kind of like a tithe, and it works. It was beautiful. I am fully supportive of what one would think of as socialized systems of that ilk. I'm not a fan of this stuff writ horribly large. That smells of Babylon, the Tower of Babel, and all those things. God had to come and get people to talk different languages so they couldn't, they had to split up and go into smaller groups because people work better in smaller groups. Just the way it is. The city of Zion itself, I hope it's not very big. You know, people go, oh, it's going to be able to have all of us. We need to be able to work together and love each other. And you go, I'm totally in favor of loving each other. I am, you know, and I am very much, I'm a Jeffersonian liberal, which is kind of a live and let live kind of a guy. I want people to be happy. I want them to associate, but I want them to associate freely. I'm not a big fan of being compelled to do anything. I don't like it. And I think the future is, and can I tell you, I said, all the climate change things that's happening, whether it's good or bad, whether it's sea level rising or falling, whether it's the deserts getting bigger or smaller, the jungles getting larger and not larger. I think that the terrestrial world will be much like the one we have now, hopefully without so many weeds, and that or it'd be great if it just didn't have weeds anymore. I don't know if we'll find some wonderful way that weeds just won't be able to grow. I don't know. Anyway, so that really sings to me to a certain way. And the fact that we will return to a state somewhat like it was at the time of the Garden of Eden, I really do look at and I say, wait a minute, God made a garden. The Garden of Eden and what we kind of get as an impression of how it was for Adam and Eve and how amazing it might have been, and beautiful and verdant, a good word to use, was at a place, and it seemed like the other places weren't that verdant. And I'm not saying that the whole world isn't going to be nicer and more pleasant, but I think we're going to be more of village living. And you know what? I don't think that I'm not a fan of leftists because leftists are trying to force through things through a lot of control and not letting people behave the way they want to behave, which is terrible. It's not going to be that way in the future. That's why I say, you know what? I think we are going to lose most of the tellies, the people who are more suited to a telestial world, through wars and situations like that, These things will be choices that they make. When the call comes for all good people to come somewhere, that's going to be the really the whole last thing about, if you don't come, you're going to die. And you don't come because you're not willing to be among the people. It's like, well, I got to be ready to be among the people. I'm not really a social sort. You know, I don't really care about being a part of a community particularly. I'm just not that sort. But I'm happy for those that do and that want and want to congregate and take care of each other. That's great. Very happy for those people. That's why all of the radicalism, whether it's radical preppers, whether it's radical religionists, and this is hard because it's like, man, I think being zealous about the Lord is what the Lord wants. And you're going, no, I think it has to do with just our commitment to the Lord is going to have to be central in order to survive these times. As the wicked are taken off of the earth through all the manner that it's done. That's why I said, you know, says, hey man, Trump was great. Trump is fun. But at the end of the day, all these people who want to come to the United States, who want to come here and escape whatever the situations are where they are, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with calling them immigrants or migrants or the things that we really want to call them. It doesn't bother me so much. Oh, but there's a lot of evil people coming in too. And you go, might be. And you go, you know what? The evil people will be processed through the same justice system that we have, which works pretty well, the justice system we have here. And people who want to come up here and want to populate this place, it's great. And I don't mind that we don't have a wall. Now, if we put up a wall, I'm also the guy that says, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and fight those who want to build the wall. I don't think it's going to work. I don't think it's in our psyche to actually keep people out, even if we try to control them a little bit. I'm not saying it's a bad idea to try to control it a little bit, but to be basically open is really what America is and what America does. And anyway, so yeah, I continue to be the classic Jeffersonian liberal that I have grown into over the years, because I really think it speaks to the future. And are we going to continue to have wars? Yes, until all the people who are enamored of war are gone. Until all the old wicked, you know, when the leftists talk about all the old wicked white men, and you're going, that's kind of racist. And you go, yeah. It says, but is it kind of true? You know, the real power guys, the guys that are looking for money and do war for money's sake more than anything else, that they're going to be gone. They're going to go away. And they're not going to be anymore. I'm almost to my destination, so it's going to have to stop pretty soon. That's good, because it's only 21 minutes. That's awesome. Oh, and I need to leave off for this thing. I think we are slowly getting to the world that we're going to get to. And I think it's going to quicken up. The whole point that we say, boy, things seem to be going so fast. You go, it is. It's great. You know, I don't know how the weeds are going to go away. It might only be in certain garden spaces, but we won't have to work so hard to get Food, I don't think is going to become a real issue like it has been in the past. And it'll be freely available to people who want it. Now, you may have to go into town, into the village to get it. I still think there's going to be cities. Go, yeah, we obviously are going to have a city of Zion and the city of Jerusalem are going to be surviving places. I think most places will survive. I think a lot of what's going to happen is going to ultimately have a cleansing effect. Read your Book of Mormon. It's the time of Christ's death and how a lot of things just kind of, you know, mountains came up where cities were and many cities fell into the sea and things like that. It's like, wow, this is, that's, whoa. And you go, we're fighting climate change. And I go, I'm not fighting climate change. I'm going to watch it happen. And it's not going to bother me very much. You know, I'm not trying to save the world that is. It won't be saved. Read your scriptures and you'll know things are changing towards something. And you got to know that God's bigger than we are. And he commands what happens on the earth, and we don't. I'm actually digging around a little bit in Mormon chapter 8, and the word pollutions comes up at least once. And I find that just interesting. Moroni seems to have a picture of the whole broad expanse of everything, our time, his time, everything. And he's saying in a succinct way in Mormon chapter 8 what his father Moroni was saying through the historical record that he collected in the preceding part of the book, outside of the small plates that come before. Anyway, and that's one of the horrible sins that stir up the vengeance of God. God is coming here to avenge those who followed him, for the most part, to clean up the earth, frankly, to make it ready for its elevation. And that means that some of the bad things that have been done here can't be done here anymore. And if you're a bad person that does bad things, you're not going to be very interested. So, well, you're just not going to be present to have your interests taken care of. Radicalism is going to be one of the things that's just going to go away. Although, you know, the whole lukewarm thing, everybody who wants to be a moderate, and you go, politically, I don't know, maybe. It says, but you can't let bad things stand very readily. You know, there needs to be laws to not have bad things. And the 200 years of peace and prosperity that the American continent experienced after the coming of Jesus Christ, we're going to have that, except it's going to be for 1,000 years until, you know, Satan's let loose again. And you're going, well, what binds up and loosens Satan? And you go, the people just don't follow him. They don't listen to him. And that's as much a binding as anything else. Is the Lord going to do it? And you go, yeah, because the Lord will have such an influence in our lives. And if there's anything that you're going to be radical about, be radical about following Christ. That's the thing that needs to happen. And I'm at my destination. I need to leave you with the blessing of my fathers. Good night, I'm having a day. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. the Lord lift his countenance toward you and give you peace.